actually on the trip for those 10 days. And you guys have already supported me with donations and over my goal. So now I have extra money that I can donate to Mission of Hope so they can do more.
Would you take some more money?
I would.
Yeah. That was a rhetorical question. But, I mean, if you've got it, I mean, you're over. I mean, people are going to say, well, why? He's got all he needs. What would you use the extra money for? What would you do with that?
Give it to Mission of Hope so they can do more work, help more people, and like they have more children on the compound and have like give food to more people.
Now, you said something earlier, and it just really struck. You're hoping to get a new perspective on some things. I'm sure as you've been preparing to go, you've already seen things change. I mean, how's God been developing you, getting you ready right now to go?
Well, as I've been getting ready, it's been a bit stressful, and been had to trust God that everything will work out, and so far everything has. So
good. And you're going to come back, and I believe this. We're going to pray for this in a few moments. That you'll this new perspective that you're trusting God to give you. Will you share some of that with us when you get back?
Yep.
Will you let him share that with us?
Yes.
Will you open your hearts for him to share that? You know, sometimes young people go away to conferences or other things, and they go on mission trips, and they come back, and they feel like, well, no one here wants to hear any of that. Say it a little bit louder. You'll listen to them?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You'll pray for them?
Yes.
Yeah, good. All right, Zach, thank you. I mean, Tammy, Michael, why don't you come up, and I'm going to bring you back up. Just sit down in the front. Don't go back to the back and chain yourself back there yet. You just sit right there. Because we're just... Okay, can we have the first picture up for... Harry, I'll let the two of you pass this back and forth. We'll get a picture up there of the There we are, Dominican Republic, because we're going to talk to you now too, and you've got the same kinds of questions. And Michael, I want you to do me a favor, okay? I know that you've got the most to say here, so I don't want you making excuses for your mom not to talk, okay? I mean, you talked about that in the show, so make sure your mom gets the mic sometimes, okay? You'll pass this back and forth. I'm going to leave it with you to do that, okay? Now we've got Dominican Republic up there, but again, just let's get into the story. I mean, a mother and a son? I mean, what's going on here? Why are you going? How did this happen?
Do you want to start?
Well, my grandma's been going on 5 trips now.
She's 5. I think
5 now, and it's always been interesting for me, and always wanted to go, and now I can go.
You know, there's a passage in the Bible, and I warned you about this. I just get off on things like this. I hope it's not a tangent, but I just think of that passage in Timothy where Paul's writing, and he talks about the mother, and he talks about the grandmother. You know that passage I'm talking about? You read your Bible? I think that's a marvelous story. Your mother's gone on 4 or 5 mission trips, and that's just spoken into your spirit and said, I got to check this out. But when you get there, I mean, in the Dominican, but they can see these names, these places. Where is it you're going?
We're going to Los Alcarrizos, which is about an hour and a half from Santo Domingo, which is the capital.
So, the A
on the right-hand side.
Yeah, okay.
It's a community of about 250,000-plus people. It's not a community with proper infrastructure. It's just sort of a built-up shanty town and grown. The actual place we're going is called the Lighthouse School. So it's a school that's been a group called... We're going through Care Force International, and they've partnered with a group on the ground there that has built this Lighthouse School.
I think we have a picture of that.
It's grown dramatically. They now actually cover right from kindergarten to grade 12 plus adult education. They've built a lot of other things. It's been around or growing for about 20 years, so it's...
The next one?
they actually have quite a bit of stuff there. You'll see how large the school is. It's actually rated now as one of the best schools in the Dominican. There's actually a lot of people, government officials and stuff, who want to send their kids here, but they still have lots of kids that they have to turn away. I think they have about 1,000 children that go to school there. They've also done a lot of stuff in the community. One of the things they have here is the water needs to be trucked in. They actually built a well on the property of the school, and they have a bottling plant, so that's something of how they raise funds. They actually have a program where they sell the water out to pastors in the community, and the pastors then sell that water on, again, at a cheaper than anything that's coming in, but it's a way for the pastors to support their families as well, so they've got a lot of things going on in the community.
So when you end up at this school, you can give it to Michael here. I want to hear from WDHS here, okay? When you end up at this Lighthouse School, hold the mic up and tell us, what are you going to do? Do you know what you yourself are going to do?
We don't actually know what we're going to do exactly. It's just really whatever they need to be done.
And have they told you some of the things that might need to be done?
It's actually one of the things where we kind of have to, when you talk about putting your faith in God, that they'll find the right things. They kind of look at the groups that are coming in and what your talents are. We have a group of 12 that's going broad range. Michael is just the youngest by just a little bit, up to seniors. We could be doing work with the children. We can be doing work with the adult education. They're in the process of building a new kitchen there. There's a group, a school group that's going in the March break that I think is working on that. There may be some additional work, painting or things that we can do at that point. They also build houses in the community for different schools, different families. They identify a family, and so there may be help with that. But again, just whatever we think we can do. One of their big projects for fundraising for the future is they actually have identified another community. I think it's about a half an hour away where they want to start another school. So they want to, you know, now that they've built this one to where it's at, there's still things to do, but they want to build another one.
So it sounds like one of the prayers we should have for the two of you, Lord, bless Michael and Tammy with flexibility. I mean, you're going to end up there, and they're going to say, here's what you want you to do, and you're going to say, great. Didn't know I was going to do that, but great, right? That kind of thing.
It's one of the things that I'm very much a planner, so this is one of the things I'm having to kind of give up and just just kind of go with the flow and do what we can do. We'll know it probably a little bit closer to the date. One of the things we do with the funds that we're raising, once we kind of have an idea of how much we have, is look at what project they have down there. The director down there will say, okay, these are the various projects we have on the go. So we'd say, okay, that's where we want to give our funds, and this is what, you know, what work we want to do.
So just on that, I mean, are you raising your own funds? Is it the group as a whole raising funds? I mean, have you got what you need yet?
It's kind of both. We have a target that we need to raise so much per person, which is our travel costs, plus we have a certain amount that they require you to put towards whatever you're going to do when you're there. Michael and I think have just now hit our goal, but as Zach said, it's always good to take extra. We have extra funds above that our whole team has raised to put towards the projects that were down there.
So Zach is going during March break. When are you heading out, Michael?
April 21st? 20th?
And it's
for a week.
For a week?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So that's what? That's a little under 2 months away. There's probably still stuff, not just besides money, and you could use some extra money, but you need, you look at this group again, like I said to Zach. I mean, what other things can we do for the two of you? How can we help you and support you as a church?
Pray for us that we get there on time and while we're there.
We also have, I guess, as another fundraiser, and I want to thank everybody who has helped support us in the stuff we've done up to now. We have another event at Boston Pizza on March the 7th where we're helping the servers.
How many are pizza?
So if you can come.
How does that work, actually? I mean, what happens with that?
So from 5 to 8 that night, a percentage of all of the sales will come to our project team. I believe it's takeout as well, but groups from our mission team, each of our individuals will be basically call it shadowing a server, so helping with the various tables and shadowing the server and helping them out. It's a lot of fun. We did it back in November, and we did raise a good amount of money. And we appreciate everybody that came that night as well.
All right, great. What day is that?
March the 7th, is Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay. See you there. All right, just thinking about it a little bit more. What is it that you... you're going to give. You don't know how you're going to give there, but what do you hope you bring back?
I think for me, it's a different perspective on the world. You kind of get hung up on, what your problems are, what your issues, family, work, everything. And I think, to try and give me a different perspective on, all these things that I worry about maybe really aren't that important. Mm. To give God a way to work in my life to maybe make a difference in someone else's. From what I've kind of heard of these things, yes, we go down and we help, but I think we come back with a lot more than, maybe we even think we've given. So, and it's an experience for Michael. That was one of the things we've talked about for a while. And with my mother and my dad had gone on a mission trip, and my uncle goes every 2 years to Mozambique through his church. So we've kind of always seen and heard about their experiences.
Well, I'm hearing, there's strands here that are similar. The perspective word has come up again.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it to Zach. I think it would be good to say it to Tammy and to Michael. When they come back, they're gonna see stuff, and you're gonna get stuff. And you're gonna be, come back with something different and a new perspective. You're gonna let them speak that, hear that, listen to that?
Yes.
Oh. That was about half what you said to Zach, so we'll try it again, okay?
Yes.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you both. Head back. We're going to pray for you in a moment. I want to speak for a little bit. Oh, that's dangerous, isn't it? Yeah. But I'm going to fly through this in some. So, Evan, can you get me set for my my stuff here? Right. Well, you've heard that Zach's heading to Haiti, and Tammy and Michael heading to the Dominican Republic, and we'll pray for them in a moment. But I think there's some things to know. I didn't ask you about this, but you know this. You've been hearing stories. The church isn't dead. It's not like there isn't a church in the Dominican Republic or there isn't a church in Haiti. In fact, the church is on the decline in most Western countries. No matter what the press may tell you, in the U.S. and Canada and Britain, Australia, where in the Western world, church is on the decline. John, you've been to Uganda. You can testify to it as well. In these countries of the world, the church is alive, and they've got a lot to speak to us about. They want to go and get a new perspective, and they're not just going to go and get a new perspective by just what they're doing. It's going to be by what they're seeing, seeing church in a new kind of way. But it's also the case, and you saw this in the scripture passage, and Diane identified it as Macedonia, but let's just say Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The church in the places where they're going is a church that's tested by many kinds of troubles. Tammy mentioned about her uncle who goes to Mozambique, and I told you that story about Iris Ministries. That's only half of what they face, maybe not even that. The kind of opposition, the persecution, and not in the way of just someone saying nasty things about you, life-threatening kinds of things. And situations that you find yourself in some of these countries where it's frowned upon to be a follower of Jesus Christ. The church is also, in these countries, Haiti and the Dominican Republic, very poor materially, like they were in Macedonia. Paul was appealing for help in that situation. And it's true in Haiti and the DR. They've got the funds they need to get there, right? But there's something more that they'd like to leave. And you can have a part. You can share in that. John would say this. Hillary Cody would say this from Uganda. I know this from being on a mission trip. My children all having been out in different places, and maybe some of you as well, that when you go to these places, you do get a new perspective. You see the church in a way that maybe you haven't seen the church in some of our comfort and so-called stability here.
in a different kind of way, a church filled with abundant joy and overflowing in rich generosity. Incredible thing, that people who have very little seem to want to give. They got a heart to give such a large percent of that little. And sometimes those who have a lot find it hard to give a little percent of that lot. So what's it say, this passage from 2 Corinthians, to us as we think about all of this? Well, Paul thanks God for the fact that in Macedonia, what happened there before they gave anything of even prayer or finances or time or anything like that, it happened that they gave themselves to God with that simple heart of faith that said to God, yes, whatever it is, yes, whoever it is, yes, wherever it is, yes. I think of a story I heard. It's impossible to say these two words, no, Lord. You can say no, but you can't say no, Lord, because if you say Lord, Jesus is Lord over all. You can say yes, Lord. You can say no, but yes, Lord. It's yes to God, and then yes to others. And there's an eagerness that comes. This is why I hope, we're going to bring you up in just a moment, but your eagerness, willingness, your availability to go, that's something I want you to know this morning, pleases God. Yeah, you've had some challenges, you've had some stress things that have been going on, as this is all, but your willingness, your eagerness to say yes to going to Haiti and going to the Dominican Republic pleases God. It's the same with all of us. It pleases God when we have this eagerness to give to others. And our plenty, you know, there's all kinds of financial stresses that we find ourselves in, but still, we live with plenty relative to where others live in other parts of the world. And our plenty can help those in need. And when we admit that the very first thing that's true about us is that we're poor, maybe not poor in things, but poor in spirit, poor spiritually, not maybe poor materially, but poor spiritually, we're made rich. That's why we have to give ourselves to God first, I think is the lesson from 2 Corinthians 8. Because in giving ourselves to God first, the Lord comes and He makes us rich with faith and with confidence to take the steps, small steps, big steps, to go where He wants us to go. So, Zach and Tammy, Michael, come on back up then, because we're going to pray. I'm going to ask any of our elders who are here this morning to come forward. And the praise team can probably come up too and get ready to pray, because we're going to sing a song, I Will Follow. It's really a song. It says, yes, but move out a little bit so they can gather around you. Come on in behind them, some of you, and put a hand on them, will you? Some can stand in front too. That's okay. That's good. Folks, stand up with you, please. And I invite you. Yeah, parents, that's good. Father, come on up here. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And if you want to stretch a hand out towards them in the congregation, you can do that as well, because we're going to commit you to God, not just as you're going, but when you come back, because we said it to you this morning, we want to hear from you. Because the perspective you get, that's a new one. The way that your heart and your life has changed. I'm going to pray that God will teach us and help us to change too. Hear me now. We need to change. And I think you're going to be the agents and the ambassadors of God doing a good thing, a new thing, a fresh thing, a changed thing in our lives. Let's pray together. Lord God, we have three of our family who've said, yes, I will go, I will follow. And it's no small thing, because it's not a simple thing. There's a lot of faith that's had to be exercised. And yet, this is what you've given them. This is what you've breathed into Zach and into Michael and into Tammy. And Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for this real anointing of your Spirit upon them in their mind and in their spirit that would say they're willing to be set aside by you to go to the Dominican Republic and to Haiti. Thank you that the very first thing they did was to give themselves to you for this trip. And thank you, Lord God, that in this giving themselves to you, they've said yes to giving themselves to others, to serving others. And they know a little bit about it, don't know a lot about what it will involve, but Lord, right now, prepare the way. And open their hearts up, Lord, with an eagerness. Lift off, Lord, any spirit that may rise up within them that might not like or grumble or complain. Just give them this incredible eagerness of Jesus to give themselves to even the least, to the poor and to the needy, of spirit and of body and of life situation. And God, we pray that you will leave your deposit in the lives of the children and the schools and the orphanage that they're going to. Your deposit through them, through Zach, through Michael, through Tammy. And Lord God, we pray that you will so change each of their lives that they'll can only be able to say when they return that they've been turned around. And in that turning around of their lives, Lord, turn us around and reorient us. Redirect us, God. Renew us. We pray this, Spirit of the living God, renew these three people standing here. Renew us and all the world. We commit them. We commission them to go. In the name of the Lord and King of the church, indeed of this world, Jesus Christ. Amen. May we return to where you say we're going to sing together as we...